This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
It's the economy, stupid, was the quote, and that underpins absolutely everything that we do. As Nick mentioned early on, I'm chairman of the West Midlands Councils, which is a group of 33 authorities across the West Midlands, which has not got a very good record as far as the economy is concerned. Since 1976, and the recession then, we've never really recovered. Yes, we've had lots of jobs, unemployment's been soaked up, but they've been low skills and low pay jobs. And it is the only region in the country since over the last 13, 14 years, when Labour came to power in 1997, has actually gone backwards, minus 3.6% as far as private initiative's concerned, when the rest of the country's improved by 8%, and the South East in particular by 10. That is not a record to be proud of, and that is a bad place to start from. And I recognise that it is a long-term haul. To get this right will probably take 30 years. We may as well recognise the scale of the problem. It will take 5 years to arrest the deceleration of the economy, 5 years to catch up, and probably another 20 to get back where we are. But it's not all doom and gloom. Staffordshire sits in a very unique position at the centre of the country, between the three city regions of Birmingham, Manchester, and what I call the Golden Triangle of Derby, Nottingham and Leicester. And it's a well-known fact that the peripheries of cities are the wealth-generating areas, and that's where Cannock in particular lies. So I think we've got some really good stuff to go on with if we get it right. In the last 15 months since we took control of Staffordshire County Council, we put £30 million into road infrastructure and £10 million a year on year over 3 years. That money will not be cut in any of the cuts that are coming. It's financed out of revenue. My view is that we should get it right first time, and do it the job right, not patch and keep putting sticking plasters on our roads. They need fixing. It won't fix them all, but it will do some. We also put £500,000 into a small business fund to support businesses through the recession. That was matched by European ERDF funding, so it came to £1 million. And I think we've helped about 22 businesses up to press and secured about 170 jobs. And there's a lot more businesses in the pipeline to receive money fairly soon. So much so that on Wednesday this week we put another £500,000 into it, match fund by ARDF. So we've put £2 million in to make sure that businesses ride the recession. We've also put £150,000 into the Citizens Advice Bureau. Cannock, there was a 12-week waiting list for people to get advice when they were losing their jobs 12 to 15 months ago. We got that down to 2 weeks with that money. So that was pretty key, because we had to make sure that the social ills that come out of redundancy and everything else were stopped immediately. We've also put in a local enterprise partnership to the government, because the key to this is private sector business working with local authorities. The key bit about the key word in local enterprise partnership is the word in the middle, enterprise. I have to stress it is the private sector that creates wealth, not the public sector. Mm-hmm. I'm quite pleased to say we spend the profits, but we have to have a profitable industrial sector and businesses working with the public sector so that we can actually get it right. And the bid that we've put in with Stoke-on-Trent, which has got some of the worst issues that you could possibly have in the country, and has got regeneration money being pumped into it, £2.4 billion. They couldn't spend it last year. £27 million had to be sent back. So we're mixing entrepreneurship here in the south of the county with regeneration up in the north. And the only way we can do this is by working together internally and externally with our neighbouring authorities in the Black Country, Birmingham, Derbyshire, Shropshire, Manchester, Cheshire's and everybody else, because you're not in it alone. So I think there's some real big prizes And the real thing, the real key to the local enterprise partnership, it was totally based, as far as we're concerned, on skills. Because skills, with jobs at the end of it, are what underpin everything else that we do. As I started off my little spiel, it's the economy, stupid. If we don't get that right, we won't get anything right at all.
Thank you. Cannock Chase has been through a major recession before, and particularly in relation to the mining industry, and we can learn from what happened there. With regard to the mining industry, 22% unemployment resulted virtually overnight. It had to be dealt with. The way it was dealt with was by enterprise, by the public agencies, and of course private individuals, private companies that would invest in the Cannock Chase area. We're now down to microeconomics rather than macro for the county. Unfortunately, at the moment, Cannock fights with one hand behind its back, because it did have European assistance, it did have various funding streams to generate enterprise. And enterprise is one of the key features. As has been said, if you don't bring in enterprise, skill and money generation from this, you haven't got an economy effectively, because the public sector need that as a catalyst for themselves to survive. With regard to the future, the unemployment will rise. We all know that. It will rise in the public sector as well as the private sector. Today, large unemployment has been created with a well-known international firm, Arup. 400 jobs go. This will, in my opinion, result in more loss of jobs. There are loss of jobs in the public sector, all taking money out of the economy. Spending power that affects shopkeepers down to then suppliers. We have a defence company locally, and again, if defence is cut, that will affect jobs in an area that's just about regenerated from the mining and the metal bashing legacy that we have. So it's crucial that we effectively regain support. We also need the skills, and we need both life skills and academic skills. So education is to be fostered. Indeed, so much so that what would bring or raise the bar for Cannock would be a university presence here, particularly relating to business. They have campus everywhere else. There's a lot of money going into Stoke-on-Trent. Let's have some of it down in Cannock Chase. So the position is as well. Taxation could much improve the investment in the area, because at the moment there's no investment can go on effectively, or very little. The banks ain't lending. They say they are, but it's a load of nonsense. They're not. We've got at least five schemes that we could go ahead with on regeneration to indeed provide many jobs in this area, and were thwarted totally because of lack of finance, even linking with larger national, international companies. So there's another area there where the government can considerably help by trawling over banks again and bringing funding in, as well as other initiatives such as taxation. Like, we could be looking at regional growth fund, we could be looking at assisted area status back again, but if not, it'll have to be rebadged as something else. Local enterprise partnerships are crucial, where public sector and private sector can work along. But let's not have another badge stuck on Advantage West Midlands and recycling stuff. We want some new thinking. The main culture, though, that will take Cannock Chase forward, and it's on what I founded my own business when the mines closed, is have-a-go culture. People who will get off the backside, that will move out into the economy, that want support from chambers of commerce and other agencies, such as what will come from the local enterprise partnership, so people can have support to have a go. A survey was done some little while ago. A third failed with no support. One in 12 failed with support. It tells the story. What we've got to see is people getting out there, and as in the mining industry, where miners, employed miners, coupled with support agencies bringing in that very needed and much needed support for businesses, it worked. If it worked then, it worked now. 22% unemployment when the mines closed, 8% after 2.5 years. It tells a story. So that's what we will have to be looking at now to rebalance the economy. Thank you.
I've got a couple of questions that have come in early. Can I just get a sense whether or not there are questions that... Can people just raise their hands if they have questions now? I might take a clutch of questions and give the panellists, and I know that there are other panellists that also want to come in on this, an opportunity to speak. Can I take, therefore, first a question from Nicholas Larkin, please?
In light of the budget cuts and the reduction in public service employees, what examples can each panel member provide to explain where they see new business opportunities being generated, and in particular new business opportunities for the benefit of small companies wishing to expand and employ former public service employees?
Brilliant, thank you. And Paul Reid?
Again, given the cuts that we're all accepting everybody's going to be facing and everybody's going to need to do more with less, I just wondered generally what thoughts the panel had on how important energy efficiency is going to play over the next 5 years, given that we all know where energy prices are likely to go, and if there is any recognition of green tech investments in the region.
Paul, thank you very much. Question down here.
We actually work for a training provider based in Cannock Town Centre, where we work with over 1,000 customers, all long-term unemployed. Now, when we sit down with each customer on an individual basis, a lot of the time, main issues to or barriers to employment is the transport links in and around Cannock, Rouge, Lee. You know, a lot of customers possibly, you know, haven't got the money to have driving lessons, do driving tests, so they rely heavily upon public transport. Now, we liaise quite heavily with employers in the local area, but the employers we've got, Fradley Park, for instance, which is, you know, not a million miles from Cannock. However, there's no transport links there to get customer or to get, you know, residents of the area to and from work. So, are there any, you know, areas where, you know, this is going to be addressed for people of Cannock?
Great, thank you. And then there's one more question here, and then I'm going to go to the panel.
With what Fred was saying about the local enterprise partnerships and the role of investment in the local area. I note that the proposal from Staffordshire is for a local enterprise partnership. How does that fit in with Birmingham and Coventry's local enterprise partnership, and whether or not Cannock Chase should be part of the greater conurbation, or should it be part of Staffordshire from an economic point of view?
Brilliant, thank you. Okay, so we have a series of questions. We've got one on what do the panellists think are the new business opportunities? One on what is the role of energy efficiency going forwards. One on infrastructure and what the future of infrastructure is going to look like. And one on local enterprise partnerships in the sort of the bigger sort of Brummy family. I know Stephen wants to come in here first, and then Philip and Fred.
Thank you. I'm not sure I can answer all of those questions, but I'll do my best. But just Fred reminded me of something. We had the fastest unemployment rate in the country in Cannock Chase about a year ago. There was only one small district in Wales that actually had a faster growing unemployment rate. And for the 10 years previously, we'd actually had a lot of business startups. In fact, it was a very successful local economy, but clearly the roots of those businesses hadn't taken hold and were susceptible to the recession. And there was a lesson for us there about resilience and making sure that the local enterprises have the flexibility to cope in the future if this were to happen again. We also had the ridiculous situation where RDAs, particularly in Glasgow and in Wales, were actually poaching our companies, offering them sweeteners to go elsewhere, and Fred will bear me out on this because one of them was actually his client, and it was an absolute nonsense. The regional economic strategy was all about regeneration zones and technology corridors, and we weren't in any of those things. And where are the new businesses going to be? Well, I would say they're going to be in areas like Cannock Chase. Philip mentioned earlier that new businesses tend to start up on the periphery of large metropolitan areas. There is plenty of international research that bears this out in Frankfurt and Milan and everywhere else. New businesses start up on the outskirts of big cities, not in those cities. It's where people move to. It's where they start up the new businesses. We need to harness them, make sure they come here and stay here and grow here. The other question was about transport. You're absolutely right. Of the 50% of the people that work in Cannock Chase, 50% of them commute. Half of them commute south and the other half commute east towards Lichfield and towards Birmingham. The rail line south from here is actually a bit of a disgrace. It's full. It's under-resourced. It actually does need a lot of resource being put into that, and I know it's something I've been talking to the MP about. And as far as the local enterprise partnerships are concerned, we want to be in both, actually, if we can. We want to be in the part of Birmingham, absolutely right, because we are on the periphery of that economy, and we need to be in there, and we need to be we're fighting for the transport links, and we want, of course, Cannock Town Centre to get to be redeveloped. But we also want to be part of the Staffordshire Lab as well. If we can get away with that, we'll have everything. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Fred, do you want to come in on any of this? Are you...
Well, at the end of the day, touching on Stephen, it's not about just job creation. It's about job retention. And recently, what has happened is Ceridian, a high-tech company dealing with human resource, payroll, poached, and they're poached up to Scotland. And the reason is they're poached up to Scotland is they're given £15,000 a job. Now, we can't compete with that because we've got nothing to offer. So we even put a resource forward. We talk to the local authority, Chamber of Commerce, and still they go to Scotland. We've got a recent issue. Atos Origin, down the way there. They're going just across the border into Wolverhampton because there's a facility to take advantage of grant aid and everything. So what we do, we lose the labour force, again, Atos Origin, human resource, and that, to or across the border. This is not a level playing field. It's got to be addressed, because we've still got in this area five wards of deprivation that are on the government scale, and therefore we should be getting our fair share of whatever goes in aid and assistance. With regard to enterprise in the main, we're a very resilient community, is Cannock Chase, and what we've got to come forward is assisting those that are prepared to have a go, to have a go. And that's what the signs are all around my sites. No job, have a go. Existing business, expand it. And that's where we're coming from, to move the area forward. Because it is down to economics at the end of the day. Because although my colleague here, the Deputy Chief Constable, says... When we had the mines closed last time, unemployment followed crime, or crime followed unemployment. And we don't know now, if the unemployment grows, as to whether those figures will alter.
Can I strike a positive note, which is that Cannock's got to think internationally. Yeah. That there's no doubt that the growth that we're getting in the UK economy, a lot of it's from companies that are well into the markets in India and China. And Jaguar are showing, and Land Rover are showing a real revival in the Birmingham area. The other day I visited the old industrial area of Lincoln. That has revived even the last few months because there's a new business starting up producing rotors, crankshafts for large diesel generating sets, because in China and India they're very short of power with the economic expansion. Cannock's got to think internationally, and it's got to think internet. That's where the businesses are, and there's potential for trading internationally for small and medium-sized businesses. I think Cannock can do both those things.
Following on from that, with the support agencies then have an important role to be able to link small business through the network, which is a maze. It is an unbelievable maze, sometimes a bureaucracy and everything else. And that's where the Chambers of Commerce come in, and indeed the local enterprise partnerships.
Thank you. Philip, do you want to round us off on this?
I think you can beat yourself up too much. In our council chamber at the county council, there are four pillars. and they have motifs on them that recognise the four big pillars that held the roof over Staffordshire's economy: mining, iron, potteries and agriculture. There are four new pillars that hold the roof over Staffordshire's economy, which answers your question. The health sector, Keele University, there's lots of fantastic things that are going on across the board in research and development. There are things that are going on up there that you wouldn't dream of. You saw a little bit about the injections into knee joints, and they reconstitute Keele. There's lots of isotopes being done there, Keele. So there's lots of good things. High-tech metal bashing, and I mean high-tech metal bashing. We've got firms in this county that would blow the socks off anything in the world. There's also a fantastic leisure industry, and that means Alton Towers, Drake Manor Park, Shugborough, Lichfield, and a whole host of other things which are about a healthy lifestyle. And the fourth great pillar is the new green sustainable economy, which answers the question at the back there, because there are some wonderful things that are going on. I know that South Staffordshire College has put sustainability as the principal thing that makes it matter, and that's here in Cannock. That is something that there's all sorts of things. If you start putting photovoltaic cells in, insulating houses, whatever it may be, wind farms, somebody needs to be able to do the jobs to keep those industries going, besides going out into firms to explain what they need to do. Yes, the public sector will have less people working for it. How many? We don't know. But the jobs will have to be done, and it will be done in a different way. And one of the concerns I have, and I mentioned it early on, is about the few people that actually get into the private sector. We have to help people to have the skills to run private businesses. I've been self-employed for 42 years. I know it inside out. But the first piece of advice I give people is, if you want to be self-employed, you need at least enough money to live on for 6 months. Because sometimes people don't pay bills, as anybody who's in business knows. And they don't just keep trolling the money out. The two biggest assets that we've got in Staffordshire are A, the people, and B, the place. It's a great place to be. It's beautiful countryside. It's beautiful things that you can do here. Now, we all think about Dovedale, just north of where I live, and everybody says it's in Derbyshire. No, it's not. Half's in Staffordshire, half's in Derbyshire. You've got Cannock Chase. It's beautiful. And when people take these people off to other places to go and work, they need a nice place for the workers to live in. Services that the public sector deliver. Health, education, and all those other things. And this county's got them in great magnificence. The question about local enterprise partnerships, do we go into Birmingham Solihull? If you want to see your money invested in Birmingham Airport and the National Exhibition Centre, yes, you go into Birmingham and Solihull. But if you want your money invested here, stay with Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent. That's my message to the business sector. The middle word is enterprise, and the public sector in Staffordshire will make sure it's delivered, and we will do whatever is necessary. But if you want it elsewhere, you go elsewhere. But talk to them through porous boundaries. I talk to Derbyshire, Cheshire, Birmingham, Solihull, Black Country, Shropshire, the lot. That is my role in life, and I make sure that those lines of communication are open. We have a motto, the knot unites. That is the motto of the county council. Divided you fall. I'm very strict about that.